I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In October, four British medical missionaries were captured by a cult gang in Nigeria. It was recently learned that one of these missionaries, Ian Squire, was killed after leading his companions in singing Amazing Grace. David Curry of Open Doors USA says this event is part of a larger saga of violence because of persecution, extremism, and tribal conflicts. Nigeria is number 10 on Open Doors' World Watch list of countries where Christian persecution is the worst. Curry says we need to make it a habit to pray for the persecuted church.
This needs to be integrated into every church, every small group, every person's prayer life, that you're praying for what God is doing in Africa, in Nigeria, those imprisoned and hurt and attacked, because we're a family.
And sharing the gospel in China has always had its complications, but with growing power for provincial leaders, some rural areas are becoming more open to the gospel. Bibles for China is taking advantage of this by partnering with legal churches to distribute Bibles in areas where they're needed most. On a recent trip, President of Bibles for China, Wendell Rovenstein, noticed something new.
Right now, the little red book isn't talked about a lot, but the Bible is discussed. The Bible is something that everybody wants. Everybody shows up for when they know Bibles are going to be distributed.
The Word of God is spreading and even overtaking popular propaganda, but the work is not done. Join in the work God is doing by praying for Bibles for China or supporting them financially. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dinica Erdell. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.